Good day, and welcome to the 4SC Q2 Results 2014 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Jochen Orlowski. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and good morning to the U.S. My name is Jochen Orlowski. I'm the IR manager at 4SC. It's our pleasure to welcome you to today's conference call on 4SC's financial results for the second quarter of 2014. With me on the phone here as today's speaker is Enno Spillner, CEO and CFO of 4SC. Before we start, I would like to briefly remind you that during this call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products or services, future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this, I'd like to turn the call over to Enno.
Yes, thank you, Jochen, and welcome everyone to our Q2 results conference call. It's a pleasure having you on the call today. Our plan is, in the next roughly 20 minutes, to provide you with a brief update on our operational and financial highlights in the reporting period. We will then open afterwards the line for your questions and providing appropriate answers. First of all, I'd like to take you through our operational highlights for the second quarter and for the first year. Here, to start with the development side first, our partner Fresenius in Japan, Yakult Honsha, successfully completed a clinical phase I trial in patients with solid tumors. The trial demonstrated that Fresenius was safe and well-tolerated in Japanese cancer patients, which is a key prerequisite for Fresenius's further clinical development in Japan. It also confirmed the drug's clean safety profile, as previously already observed and shown in Western patient population. The successful completion of the study also triggered a milestone payment to 4SC, which was recognized as revenue during the second quarter of this year. Yakult Honsha published detailed results from this 12-patient open-label study at the annual meeting of the Japanese Society of Medical Oncology, or GSMO, and that was in July 2014. Yakult is further planning to submit data to a peer-reviewed journal, at least to our knowledge. Yakult is currently investigating resminostat in combination with classical cancer drugs in two phase I/II studies in Japan, one in liver cancer or hepatocellular carcinoma in first-line combination with sorafenib, and the other one in non-small cell lung cancer or in second or third line respectively, combination with docetaxel. These studies will, hopefully to the benefit of 4SC obviously, provide us with additional sets of valuable data concerning safety and efficacy of resminostat combination regimen. Here at 4SC, we are continuing to push forward with the preparations for a phase II trial with resminostat in combination with sorafenib as a first-line treatment for HCC. In June, we hired a very experienced oncology expert and pharmaceutical manager to strengthen our team and expertise in this field. In this role as the new Executive Vice President, Oncology and Hematology, Dr. Erich Enghofer will be responsible for positioning and strategic marketing of resminostat, including assisting in further establishing a partner network of potential pharmaceutical partners and strategic and clinical opinion leaders. Erich has more than 30 years of experience in the pharmaceutical industry, most recently at Bayer Deutschland, where he was involved in the regulatory approval and market success of the liver cancer drug sorafenib in Germany, which is obviously quite crucial also to our further development. We are very excited to have Erich on board and within our team. We furthermore made good progress with our own activities regarding resminostat during the quarter. Working with a contract research organization, we have completed work on drafting the initial study protocol for the planned phase 2 trial in liver cancer. And in this randomized, double-blinded trial, we intend to compare the efficacy of the resminostat / sorafenib combination to the current standard in care, standard of care in first-line HCC, which is sorafenib standalone. We will also further qualify our potentially predictive biomarker ZFP64 or zinc finger protein 64 under randomized conditions. Further revisions will be coordinated both internally and in talks with external key opinion leaders and experts that are close to 4C. Following this, the trial protocol will be discussed with the competent authorities, and the study will commence shortly afterwards, assuming that sufficient funding is available. In this context, the submission of an IND or investigational new drug application to the FDA is planned, ideally before the end of 2014. We are also happy to report good progress on some of our other drug candidates during the second quarter. For example, in early June, data from our second epigenetic anti-cancer compound for C22 was presented at ASCO's annual meeting in Chicago. And initial top-line results from the clinical phase 1 TOPAZ trial generated a great amount of interest with the specialist or within the specialist oncology community. The compound exhibited promising indications of efficacy while also proving to be safe and well tolerated in heavily pretreated patients with hematological tumors. 4C22 has an innovative and, in our view, unique mechanism of action. It selectively inhibits both the epigenetic modular LSD1 and the proteins HDAC 1, 2, and 3. This mechanism, to our knowledge, permits the regulation of the key tumor signaling pathways Wnt and Hedgehog, and is thus thus combats the properties of cancer stem cells that play a major role in the metastasis and recurrence of cancers, as you all know. The study is yet formally formally conclude, since a full responder patient who has been on study treatment for by now 24 months and whose tumor lesions have disappeared entirely during the trial continues to be treated within the scope of the study. We have already started to evaluate scenarios for possible phase 2 development, which we intend to implement ideally together with potential partners. We also have solid results to report in our discovery and collaborative business segment during the quarter. In April, our research subsidiary 4C Discovery GmbH received a commitment of 450,000 in funding from the European Union for a three-year joint research venture in epigenetics in collaboration with the University of Munich Medical Clinic. This grant will enable 4C to deploy its epigenetic research expertise, which to date has primarily focused on cancer, now also in the field of cardiovascular diseases such as stroke as well. And this is clearly quite exciting to the 4C team. After the quarter, so after June 30th, in early July, 4C Discovery entered in a collaboration with its strategic partner Crelox, focusing on the research and identification also on new epigenetics in anti-cancer compounds. Based on the joint research platform I2C of 4C Discovery and Crelox, the plan is to identify inhibitors of a new attractive group of epigenetic targets called bromodomain proteins and investigate their potential use in the field of personalized medicine. This project is scheduled to run initially for roughly 12 months and is supported by a grant from the Munich M4 Biotech Cluster Program, so basically coming here out of our neighborhood. Coming to the corporate and financial side, 4C took quite important steps to strengthen its financial position and to address its capital structure following the liquidation of one of its major shareholders. In early June, we signed an agreement for a loan of up to 10 million euros with our major shareholder, Santo Holding, and we have already also here drawn down an initial tranche of 2 million euros in the second quarter. We plan to use the funds to finance the preparations for the planned clinical phase 2 trial of resminostat in liver cancer, and also to cover the company's ongoing administrative costs. Together with the convertible notes agreement with Yorkville for up to 15 million euros concluded in Q1 of this year, this has enabled us to significantly extend company financing in all likelihood to the end of 2015. This cash reach extensions does, however, not include the initiation of new clinical trials. We will invest this time in working on a sustainable solution for financing the further development of the company, and in particular financing the planned phase 2 trial with resminostat, and thus take another step towards our major objective of securing the first approved drug developed by CAG. In late June, we reallocated a major block of 4C shares held by VCG Venture Capital Gesellschaft, or Deutsche Venture Capital, a former shareholder still from our private times, who is now in liquidation. We placed these shares with a number of already familiar as well as new institutional investors, and as a result of the reallocation, the free float of 4C shares is now at about 35%, compared to slightly above 30% at the end of March of this year. In our analysis, the share overhang had been impacting the share price for several weeks. We now hope that our share performance will return to being again more sensitive to business successes as just recently achieved. Now coming to the core financials, and before I run you through the financial highlights, I would like to remind you that the figures we will present here in the call refer to group consolidated figures for the period, and we have rounded for simplicity. Full details of the group's figures, including the individual reporting segments, discovery and collaborative business, as well as the development, can be found in the full half-year report on our website. Our consolidated revenue increased 117% to 2.5 million euros in the second quarter of 2014, compared to 1.2 million euros in Q2 of 2013. Consolidated revenue for the first half of the year amounted to nearly 4 million euros compared to nearly 2 million euros for the same period in the prior year. Revenue for the first half was driven equally by our development business. This segment posted 1.9 million euros during the period, which largely comprising revenue from Yakult Honsha, including a contractually agreed milestone payment, the recognition of deferred income, and allocations to Yakult of the cost to produce the API for resminostat trials in Japan. Revenue from our discovery and collaborative business segment increased 36% to just over 2 million euros during the first half of this year, resulting mainly from our ongoing cooperation agreements with BioNTech from Mainz and Leo Pharma from Denmark. Operating expenses, which include the cost of sales, distribution costs, R&D costs, and administrative costs, amounted to 4.3 million euros in the second quarter of 2014 and to 7.9 million euros in the first half of 2014. Both figures were down compared with the previous year as a result of lower staff costs relating to saving programs in the prior year, and the overall lower level of activity in clinical trials compared with the previous year. The group's loss from the operating activities decreased by 49% in the second quarter of 2014 to 1.7 million euros and by 37% in the first half of the year to 3.9 million euros. The net loss for the period decreased by 45% year-on-year to 1.85 million euros in the second quarter of 2014 and by 35% to nearly 4 million euros in the first half of this year. Cash and cash equivalents amounted to 3.4 million euros as at June 30th, 2014, and the average monthly outflow of cash from operating activities was at 650,000 euros roughly in the first half of 2014. With this cash, the previously mentioned up to 10 million euro loan from Santa Holding and the up to 15 million euros convertible note agreement with Yorkville, of which 14.5 million euros are still remaining, and based on our current revenue and cost planning, we believe we are adequately funded to prepare for the phase 2 clinical trial for Resminostat and to continue funding the company and its existing operations until the end of 2015. So, all in all, we have had a very productive and also a quite exciting quarter and have made significant progress in securing additional financing for the company and in advancing our pipeline of epigenetic cancer compounds, namely our HDAC inhibitor Resminostat and, quite exciting, our selective LSD1 and HDAC123 inhibitor for C22. However, as I think you are all aware of, the next key important milestone for 4C is to secure financing for the planned clinical phase 2 trial of Resminostat in liver cancer, followed by the commencement of this study. By working together with our employees, with our partners, and with our shareholders, we will be fielding a strong team to achieve this goal and feel confident that we will be able to advance Resminostat into patients in due course. We are very excited about the prospects for 4C and look forward to further advancing our drug candidates through the clinic so as to bring these novel compounds to patients as quickly as possible. With that, I would like to thank you for your interest, and we are now open for your questions, and I kindly ask the operator to take over from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow the signal to reach our system. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Mariette Mimetz from Equinet. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. I have two, please. The first is on 4C202. How are you thinking about a potential phase 2 program? I mean, I suppose the final decisions and details will depend on the partners and the funding, but just in very broad terms, which indications would make sense from a scientific and commercial perspective? Would you say that all cancers where the Wnt hedgehog pathway is disrupted could be susceptible to this compound? And what opportunities do you see in hematological cancer specifically? And then, is there actually any indication, let's say some orphan indication, that you would be able to do without external funding? And my second question is on Resminostat. So it looks like the phase 2 in liver cancer should start next year, assuming funding can be secured. Now, assuming that those phase 2 data are positive, how would you then approach a phase 3? And just in very broad terms again, I'm really just trying to get a feel for launch timelines in first line and potentially second line liver cancer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Marietta, and a pleasure having you on the call here today. With regard to, maybe let me start with the Resminostat first, as this is your last question. So, assuming that we will have a first patient in somewhere early 2015, and then based on good or positive phase 2 data, which we somewhat would expect for the second half of 2017, the clear goal from a, first of all, from a strategic point of view, would be really to partner the asset after such a phase 2 data. Data and then deciding together with the partner how to proceed. Nevertheless, one crucial point will be also the further evaluation, which will run in parallel to the anticipated phase 2 trial concerning our biomarker ZFP64. And if this can be confirmed, this will clearly have an impact on the trial design for such a phase 3 trial. since we could then use such a biomarker if it's positive as a stratification tool, obviously. With regard to timelines on 201, we would assume that after kicking off a trial in late 2017, that filing is realistic in 2020 and market somewhere in the range of 2021. But as you know, this is clearly subject to uncertainties which are not 100% under control of 4C and would then also depend on our partner. With regards to 202, there has not yet decided final indications for phase two or for several phase two trials that could be conducted. Obviously, you touched already some of the crucial topics here. So there is particular indications that are well known to play a role in context of wind and hedgehog pathways. Obviously, this is also something that we will have to discuss with potential partners. So nothing is yet decided here, and we also will have to take a closer look at the data, which we are wrapping up right now. And as I just said in the call, we have presented the primary data, but since one patient is still on the trial, we have to wait for the final conclusions here.
Thank you very much.
That, Yeah, I mean, maybe one topic, one thing you ask in addition is, would there be trials feasible without additional funding? I think if you really want to head for these kind of approach, you might think of some orphan drug indications that might suitable and that will require less funding. But still, you would probably have to identify a partner or some kind of collaboration that would enable us to run such a trial.
That's very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Philippa Gardner from Edison. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Oh, hi there. Thanks. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions, if I could, please. Just sort of following up on some of the previous questions, for 202, could you perhaps, you know, for the benefit of those of us who weren't at ASCO, can you just sort of provide some color on what sort of interest there was in it and, you know, what was the main things that people were talking to you about? And, you know, given you're sort of talking about the you know, thinking about the phase two and doing that with a partner, you know, did you have some quite fruitful conversations with potential partners at ASCO that were interested in 202? And then just on resminostat, based on your answer to the last question, it seems to me that when you're thinking about funding for the phase, for the next stages, it doesn't seem like this is going to be with a partner yet. So are you looking really at the capital markets to fund this at this stage, or, you know, is sort of everything still on the table? And just also on resminostat, when is your partner Yakult going to start the phase 1/2 trial in liver cancer? And is this a sort of similar kind of trial to what you're thinking about doing? And so, you know, is there any sort of potential that any partners looking at resminostat might also be waiting for data to come from that before sort of signing up? Thank you.
Yeah, Philippa, welcome on the call, and I'm happy to take your questions. So, again, let me start first with 201 or resminostat respectively. So Yakult is running their trials already. They actually have two trials ongoing. The one is in phase 1/phase 2 in liver cancer patients, HCC. That is basically pretty similar to what we are anticipating or what we are planning. So it has also two arms. The one arm is the mono arm, and the other one is really the combination of resminostat plus sorafenib in a first-line setting. They have 140 patients here ongoing, and that's what they are working on. We do expect That's not our official guidance here, but this is what we would expect or what we would guess. Some data here around late second half 2015. With regard to the funding of our activities, I mean, there's different ways on funding that. It's either going back to the capital markets and raising the money here. There's project financing, probably thinkable, and also partnering is another way to go. Or it could also be a combination of these efforts. And this is something we are still working on as we speak, and have to clarify that. So there's different routes to generate this option and secure further financing for the further progress of 4C21 or Resminostat. Coming to 2.2, you asked for ASCO and the reaction there. I mean, ASCO basically was the introduction of the data. So that was really when we first time on a scientific platform and then with a poster presented the ASCO, the 2.2 data to the public. So it was basically all initial scientific reactions that we received here and also some from the industry, which were on average quite positive, so really encouraging also to us, and we took this as a basis to start also talking to the industry and now driving the process here, better understanding what the industry thinks about the asset and what their requests would be. And that leads me over to the partnering status. I mean, we are in some talks here, but we would refrain at this point in time to give any guidance on timelines or on potential deal terms. I guess this is yet too early to do so. First of all, we have a better chance, or we need a better chance to understand the request of the partner, and the partner really needs to dig into the data, and this is what we are working on as we speak. Yeah, I think that is... does that answer your questions?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, please ensure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow the signal to reach our system. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Philippa Gardner from Edison. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Oh, hi. Sorry, me again. I thought I had a couple more, but I thought I'd wait to see if there's anybody else that had some more questions to ask. Could I maybe ask on 4SC205? I think at the beginning of the year you said that we might get the phase one data from that in the third quarter of this year. We're kind of halfway through that time period now. So is that still the case, or is that going to be later in the year? And then I just wanted to understand your financial outlook a bit better. So when you say you have financing in place until the end of 2015, does that assume that you utilize a 15 million convertible note and you draw down, I think, the remaining whatever's left with the loan agreement with Santo? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for your additional question. And with regard to 205, I think we are pretty stable on our guidance here. So you're absolutely right. There's only about 7 weeks remaining for this Q3. But I think we should be able to present initial data at the end of this quarter. Recruitment so far looks pretty good, so that we should be able to stick to our guidance in that regard. Coming to finance, I think we have two tools at hand where we can draw down cash occasionally, so to say, and the one is obviously the Santo loan that has been provided by our major shareholder just recently. Out of those 10 million, the max, we have already drawn down 2 million, and we will clearly make further use of this tool. The second tool that we could use is the Yorkville, which goes up to 15 million euros, and here in this case I cannot say that we will really use the full 15 million euros. We do have a certain sequence, so to say, of drawing down further tranches in our anticipation, but it is not a high frequency that we urgently would need here in that regard. So probably this could also turn out to be less and not fully using it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And again, please ensure the mute function on your phone line is switched off to allow the signal to reach our system. We'll take our next question from Mark Ospilek from Kempen & Co. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi there. Just one question for me. I was just wondering the upcoming discussions with the FDA, I think, regarding trial design on resminostat. How important a factor is that in the eyes of potential partners in terms of the partnerability of the asset? Thanks.
Mark, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you again. With regard to resminostat, I mean, we have so far, we have prepared the trial design for the upcoming trial internally, in-house, with our in-house experts. Of course, also making use of external expertise, using also the CRO and some important KOLs, and also implementing the feedback of the pharma industry so far that we have seen based on our phase 2A data and the other clinical trial data. So what we're really trying to do is also in this trial to implement all remaining potential questions that may be around by the pharma industry. So if the data out of the trial turns out later on to be positive, that we at the same time should be able to answer all the questions that pharma may have. So this is clearly the idea behind the structure and the way we set it up right now. And I think for potential partnering, obviously it would be an important signal if the FDA and also the EMA in this case really approve the trial and the design that we the way we anticipated. However, we would expect that if we go to the FDA, we will get some feedback, and the FDA and EMA probably will have some own ideas, which we will have to implement in such a trial. And this is why you go and have these expertise meetings with these players.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. As one final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As there are no further questions, I would like to turn the call back to the speaker for any additional or closing remarks.
Yes, thank you, operator. And so let me thank you all for once again attending our quarterly call and positioning your questions to us. And I hope we could provide some current insight on where 4C stands as of today and what our next intended steps will be. For those of you who still have their summer break ahead, I wish you a recreative vacation time, and we will speak again after being back to school, so to say, or when tuning in to our next quarterly report in fall of this year. Till then, thank you very much, and talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.